That was another thing that contributed to me being salty yesterday. That was a week straight of just driving, at least 2 hours every day for a week.
It's not good, man.
No, it was tough. I listened to 4 straight episodes of Dan Carlin. Those episodes are like 4 hours long.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. All World War I.
Again.
Oh my God.
And again.
You put me onto that, and I listened to it for fucking 16 hours. And every time you said again, I was like, God damn it.
Dude, how many can you count?
And again, it's constantly. Just get your head around it. It's like, imagine, again. These are human beings. Like you and I. Torture.
If you don't listen to torture. Fucking hardcore history, you're
it's,
fucking up.
Dude, it's listen so fucking good.
Listen to World War I. It's called Blueprint for Armageddon, I think.
Oh,
it's
so fucking good. That's like good. Part, you'd listen to parts 1 through 4.
Yeah. I still have another part of
it. I'm a WW2 head.
So am I.
But WW1 is kind of fucking...
You get it now. When you hear the stories. I never got into it,
dude. When you imagine...
I never got into it.
What did our ancestors go through? Again.
True that.
It's fucking nuts.
Dude, I just, like I said, that shit is... It's so weird to me to think about how that shit started. Because when you look at it, it's usually, economic shit, dude.
Yeah.
It's usually a couple billionaires are like, nah, dude, fuck you. And they're like, fuck me, huh? All right, dude.
Well,
how about this? And they like whisper into some fucking nut. And they're like, dude.
Yeah,
guy goes in, shoots the Archduke. Next thing you know, dude, there's like millions of people dead. And it's like, yeah, all right, we win. It's fucked up.
It is. But this was at a time when there weren't a lot of huge armies leading up to this. There was never really a war like this.
That was the first one. The
American Civil War was like, kind of industrial war where thousands and thousands and thousands died. So like everybody kind of looked at the American Civil War and was like, that's kind of what it's going to be like. Mm-hmm. There were small wars everywhere, like Japanese versus Russia, the Russo-Japanese war, where like you got to kind of see what's coming. But nobody knew World War One was going to be like. I mean, it opens with like cavalry charges into machine guns.
Here,
where millions of people are dying.
That's fucked up. Still in old school mode of like standing in lines, like the French when they, you know, when the Americans went out and
not
got
not necessarily standing in line, but yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like old school tactics against like, they're like, we would just build a fort and then the other side would have artillery and just destroy it.
Think about how much it's advanced now. Now it's like you go gain intelligence through like cyber hacking and then you have people like throwing secret coups over there. Dude.
Yeah, you couldn't.
They have to take the whole economic, like military industrial complex and just take all that money and invent like a really sick game that all the countries can play. And whoever wins the game, you can put the same effort of war into it. Whoever wins gets like the more of the like the money spoils.
Bitcoins.
Yeah, or like, you know, you just get more of the money and more of the cool stuff rather than going in. It's like, so everyone's playing this fucking game. It's nonstop. That'd be a good thing to do.
That's a nice thing.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, and then I spent this morning watching shell shock videos of these dudes from World War One that, like, with PTSD and, like, holy fuck, it's terrifying.
That's horrible, dude.
Like, their bodies stop working from how fucked up they are.
Mortars and shit going off around them?
Yeah, but just from being in, like, artillery barrages and shit like
sounds
that.
Right, yeah.
It's like, it fucks you up so bad that your body is destroyed. Just mentally.
So they're like our fireworks, basically, like for a dog.
Yeah.
Literally, we're like...
Yeah, except for like 4 years.
Oh, God,
and you get to watch everybody explode around you.
Damn.
Yeah, it was real terrible.
That's
really
shitty.
Fucking insane.
It's pretty bad, dude.
The artwork that came out of it was sick, though. A lot of these soldiers like became artists.
True, they came
painted
home.
Some, with gas masks and trenches, and it's pretty sick.
That's true. Especially coming back here on the GI Bill, it's like... Well, I'm not getting a regular job, dude.
Yeah.
I just saw people explode. It's like, I'm not going to go punch a stamp license place, dude.
Again. You got to imagine. These are heavyweight boxers. They think that we're going to land the first blow. The next thing you know.
He's fucking nonstop.
I think it's like the D'Angelo video where remember everyone thought D'Angelo was getting a blowjob and like no one could see it. Carlin's getting stroked and he's like, and then
that's a good theory. He is getting head every fucking.
I think
episode.
Remember he always who's the guy he always references? He's like, if you even exist.
Yeah.
That guy's probably giving him like a foot job under the table.
That makes perfect sense.
Oh, the Franco-Prussian War. Yeah.
Speaking of the D'Angelo thing, you were talking to me about R&B songs.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah, I forget what it was. It's funny as shit.
I hit you.
Oh, here's another Carlin thought. This is somebody's brain going nuts. In World War One, mm-hmm. in that hardcore history, he talks about this dude at the Somme, I think, mm-hmm. where the mud was so fucked up that he got buried waist deep, or like up to his like stomach, and they couldn't get him out. So like these guys just marched past him. He was up to his stomach, and he was like, "Help!" I think like, "We can't.
It'll kill you. Yeah,
we can't help you. Like, no matter what, you're stuck." So then they said a day later they were marching back, and now it was up to his neck, and it was just his head, and he lost his mind. So it was just a head in the ground, like the scariest thing on earth, dude.
Oh my god!
Just a head in the mud, like
I would have shot him. Yeah,
he was telling everyone to kill him.
I would have shot him in the head.
Yeah, you have to.
That's fucked up. They did
blow off his fucking side of his face. Like, I'm sorry, man, I missed.
I mean, that's someone be like, who wants to have fucked up nightmares for a year? And someone's like, I don't know.
I'll dream about this for the rest of my life. Where's that guy who's just his head sticking out, screaming?
Oh, my God. Yeah, fucking horrible.
Yeah, that's... Anyway, November 15th, I'll be in Syracuse, New York, at Woody's.
Oh, but the stuff they talked about with the... so with, like, people being, like, PTSD, traumatized, to where, like, it happened to the point it was so horrific that the memory becomes, like, inaccessible... And there was a bunch of pushback against that because it was apparently, I think, World War One war vets. Weren't they the ones who, like, stormed the fucking White House? Yeah, shell shock. They took that out. They were like, you're not allowed to say that anymore.
Yeah.
Like, anyone who refers to that is, like, that's a bad word. It's bullshit. Like, if it's happening to you, you're just weak, and that's your problem.
Yeah.
But what happened, you had all
trying
these
trying to win a war, dude.
Yeah, exactly. You had all
can't have pussies.
Well, would you ever learn about the thing where they're all the shell shock vets? They're like, all right, we're going to give you guys – it was like $1 a day that you served as a pension. Like, we're going to give it to you guys. And then the economy entered, like, a downturn, the Great Depression. And they were like, yeah, not going to give it to you guys yet. Just chill. And all the vets were like, dude, we're fucked. So they sat on they occupied the White House. And then I think it was Hoover at the time.
Yeah, it was Hoover.
Hoover sent the troops on the troops and tear gassed the Jews. Like,
yeah, dude.
At
they had Hooverville. They'd have entire towns of Hoovervilles that they would just gas and be like, get out of here. Scatter. Scatter.
At the time, what the fuck was it? However the highest up you could say, like the captain of the Washington, D.C. police was Dwight D. Eisenhower. And then General Patton was in the army. Those guys combined forces and attacked the troops in Hoovervilles, and then they like became president and like the ultimate generals, dude. And then those veterans of World War One never got those pensions.
Jesus Christ.
They fucking tear gassed them. Like, get the fuck out of here, dude. We're all fucked up right now. Boo hoo.
Dude.
Shell shock isn't real. You're a pussy.
Also,
and we're not paying you. Fuck off.
Tear gassing World War One veterans with... with PTSD is the worst thing you can do is gas them.
Exactly, dude. It's I didn't even think about that. It's like babies, fucking here's something.
Yeah.
And dude, we're going from
sad you got gassed. Here's some more gas
from who you guessed it, the army, your employer, dude. Yeah. It's and we're coming from that, and now it's like everyone's expected to be like, I don't know, dude. It's
dude,
like,
I've gone down some rabbit holes watching shell shocked videos. They're fucking horrifying. There's like studies there's one that's like real famous is if a guy saw a red hat, he would lose his fucking mind.
Jesus
like,
Christ.
Like terrified, screaming, hide under beds. They would all hide under their beds and shit from the shells.
Ugh.
But if you showed this guy a red ball or like a red hat, he would just lose his, because he saw he was a French dude and he saw his commander get his fucking head blown off.
Oh my God.
And he was wearing a red hat.
Well, apparently they're saying it's from the memory.
Naughty.
So they haven't codified the memory and language yet. So their nervous system's just activated, like really activated. They don't really know why, and they're just buzzing around, and then they'll see like a cue or something that reminds them of it, and they just go, and they freak the fuck out because they like kind of don't know what's going on.
Isn't that where like Freud kind of started?
Yeah.
Wasn't he like helping the troops?
That was a talking cure. They started giving them the ability to put their traumatic event into words and then build a narrative that they could be like, oh, this is what happened to me, and apparently that helps. So that was Freud and other guys. They started using hypnosis on them was like the big thing first, and then they were able to like talk about what happened.
Dude, there's guys that like they're shakes. Like, it's insane. These World War One veterans are like, it's wild, dude. And they can't walk. They walk like.
And then some guy was like, pussy, fucking pussy.
Yeah, you're like, what are you guys, pussies?
What are you guys fucking?
You're over there fighting Jerry? The Jerrys gave you what for?
Oh, fuck. We're at an hour 22 in, baby.
Yeah, baby. Sorry, switch? I was fucking.
Dude, you were fucking chilling.
I'm struggling.
You
want
to switch to the pain? Coco lived in like Spain for a while. He like kind of meandered around like the Spanish Europe. and just came Spanish here.
Europe. What is Spanish Europe?
I have a globe now, so.
Oh, yeah, you got a globe?
I bought a globe today.
You got a globe?
I got a globe, yeah.
What's going on with the globe for you?
I'm just going to put it in my office, dude.
That's big.
So I have a fucking globe.
Yeah, you can take a look at it and be like, yeah, oh, that's where that is.
Oh, okay. And it's out of date. It's from the 80s, so it has like a bunch of... The guy, I was like, yeah, dude, I want to brush up on my geography. He's like, well...
Well, this isn't going to help.
He was like, yeah, you be careful this one. It's kind of old. It's from the 80s. Like, it shows that Russia was like the Soviet Union.
The USSR.
The Communist People's Republic or some shit. Yeah. It's pretty tight. I was like, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah,
like,
we used to have that globe at my house.
You had a globe? You had an old globe?
The old globe at my parents' house is USSR. That's I was a fan
sick,
of it.
Dude.
Yeah. Yeah, you can run into some Yugoslavia. You can see some old countries.
There's no more Yugoslavia?
There's no more Yugoslavia.
So what if someone's Yugoslavian? Do they say they're Yugoslavian, or are they just like,
yeah,
oh,
I have heard
thing.
People say they are Yugoslavian.
What is it now?
I could be wrong. Slovenia and Slovakia. Slovakia?
What is that? It's like the white Middle East?
Yeah. It is, literally.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's crazy. Like the Balkans, all that.
It's just like Cat Stevens. It's like Cat Stevens Vania.
Yeah, it really is like the shittiest.
Is it really?
The Balkans are shitty.
That's why
it's really nice.
That's why it's the cheapest property in Monopoly. Baltic Ave.
Yeah, that's it's where it shifts from honkies into Arabs. There's like a combo of like,
and they're
like Greeks.
Yeah,
all this like mishmash of like, are you even a honky?
Yeah,
you're something.
Yeah, what's going on?
I don't
dude?
Like it. Should I let you in or throw something at you?
Yeah,
let
dude.
Me know, dude.
What's going on? Do we have to fucking invade and instill democracy here or fucking
yeah,
not?
Yeah.
Have we ever instilled democracy in like Slovenia? I'm sure we fucked with them.
That's never really been our. I mean, Bosnia.
Like, don't they constantly? Don't the markets like constantly crash?
In Greece, yeah. Well,
I feel like they're like constantly being like,
that's
we did it, and it's crashing.
Because Russia's been buttfucking them forever.
Really?
In World War II, Germany was buttfucking them. Then they had civil wars forever. Yeah.
Sucks. Seems like an easily... Was that like the Franz Ferdinand squad?
Yeah.
Really?
In Serbia, he got shot.
How could the politics of Serbia ripple out and affect anything?
Because Austria was coming at him. And then Germany was like, yo, we're going to help you out.
Do you think that was a setup?
I mean,
like pull people into the world war to be like, all right, we'll have some dumb Slovenian.
I don't know if it's to pull them into world war, but it definitely plunged them into world war because it was like it is just dumb shit.
Yeah, but if you're like the intelligence,
they were looking for anything to get. Nobody wanted World War One like that. Nobody would try to have it happen.
So, but they shot the dude, and they were like, all right, enough of this.
Well, that
shit.
Was the yeah. I mean, I guess there was like some stuff about how the Black Hand. That was the guys who did it. Mm-hmm. Like, kind of had some outside forces being like.
I think that's been forever. Like the American CIA has been wrong. The British MI, what is it,
that
MI5?
Was before we were that powerful.
But I feel like the Brits were doing that.
The Brits
were
probably getting in there.
They're probably fucking with everybody.
The Brits were not itching for a fight with Germany.
Yeah.
Back then. They never were.
But the Germs,
never want
the
that.
Germs wanted a little bit of scrap.
The Germs were waiting for someone
so
to.
So they might have been like, yo, bro.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, maybe they set themselves up to. I don't know. That's a tough one. Because yeah, then Russia came to defend. Serbia.
Really?
Yeah. So then just like that, everybody started picking
sides. I got
to
check my globe. I'll check my globe, dude, when I go home.
Wow. Now
what else is going on?
Where is this happening?
Everybody knows.
Dude, how about a good cat fight?
I can get down with cat fighting, dude. Did you ever see them?
Yeah.
I never saw that.
Yeah. Cat fights?
Cat fighting I can get down with. That would be pretty tight.
Also, how loud are they? And they're always in your backyard.
It's horrible fucking noise.
They're like on
your back porch. Are you talking organized cat fights or just in the wild?
Just straight up, just two cats squaring
up. Is there any organized cat fighters?
I bet there is. It sounds like something Asians could get behind.
Yeah, I can see them waving some fucking bills at it, dude.
Just screaming.
I can see
the
them. I can see them holding up some fucking
screaming
at a dictator,
cat's face.
Holding some dictator currency and fucking visor, plastic visors
some
on.
Jeffrey dollars throwing them down.
Cigarette smoke.
Monopoly money.
Cigarette smoke is thick down there. Put on a green visor and wave fucking.
Have cats.
What's his name? What's the guy's name? The Chinese guy.
Who?
Mao. Little fucking Mao.
Oh, Mao. Hell yeah.
Little fucking
Mao's
floating around. Yeah, dude.
Those things are worth nothing.
Yeah, dude. I heard they traded Pogs back in Mao's China.
They did.
That's where Pogs come from.
That was their currency collapsed due to the Pog failure. Somebody, America came in with a fucking jammer. Now, what are those things called?
The jammer. Brass jammers, dude.
Yeah. America, Trump came in with a jammer.
I heard
like,
the Beanie Baby collapsed the Pog.
The Beanie Baby collapse was
the Japanese Beanie Baby collapsed the Chinese Pog, dude.
It did.
It's pre-World War II.
I wonder if the Chinese were behind Pogs. That makes sense.
For sure,
that
dude.
That makes a lot of sense.
For sure. 100%. I would bet everything that that was a Chinese
slammer,
invention.
Not jammer. It's a slammer.
Slammer, yeah.
Yeah, Trump's the slammer. You gotta love what Trump's up to, right, Gerbys?
What's that? Oh, with the England stuff?
Everything.
Yeah. What's he up to right now?
Well, he apparently was like, this guy's a stone cold loser about the mayor of London.
London. Stone cold loser.
Because everybody, they keep allowing like massive protests.
Oh, okay.
And it's also like, London, suck our fucking dicks, dude.
Yeah.
Don't tell us about government. You guys have had a king and queen.
Forever. Don't make us rise up again,
Don't make us fucking rise up.
Revolutionary War Part 2 would be ugly.
Oh, this time it would be real.
I'd be a loyalist. Ugly, I'd be a loyalist. Dude.
You would be a little Tory.
You would be a Tory? Right,
no, no, of course not. But I do like the idea, though, of, like, royalty.
You like... Did you follow
like,
the royal...
Being, like, brought to the royal court and, like...
Do you like that?
No,
that
probably
makes
not.
My
probably
Celtic
not.
Blood.
I think
boils.
I'm just saying that to be silly.
We're Celts.
How dare you say dare that to you. Us, dude?
No. We're Highlanders, dude.
I take it back. I'm like saying loving, it to be silly.
That's like, that's like loving Hitler, dude.
Yeah, no, you like love Hitler.
Damn, dude. I can't believe you fucking microaggressed us.
I just wonder, really, honestly, what I would have done. I probably would have said
around
sail.
Hitler?
No, around the time of the revolution. I'd have been like,
you would have been. It would have been. I mean, dude.
It'd be tough to be like, I'm with the Patriots, because it's like, we're probably going to lose this thing. I'm going to hedge my bets and
side with
the king.
Way more willing to die back then. Because it was like, you were fucking freezing all winter, you were hot all summer, and then it was like, you know what?
Fuck it, dude.
Whatever. Fuck this.
Shane probably knows more about this than I do, but the 1776, the battles of the Revolutionary War?
Yeah.
Unreal, because they were getting pushed all the way back through New York.
Yeah.
I would have done good, I think, in Revolutionary Warfare, because that was like...
Everybody did pretty well. Literally no one got shot.
Yeah, you could take... You could literally...
Those someone, battles also... Like, I loved the Civil War growing
yeah.
up. Okay. Then people were getting fucking killed.
I could have
Revolutionary
done,
War, after like a major battle, they're like 2,000 casualties.
Yeah.
It's like, oh...
That would be huge, right?
Yeah, that'd be a massive...
There's
just
a lot
Civil
of guys
War,
being
like,
ah, fuck!
Yeah, yeah. I mean, across the fucking board, everyone's just, Jesus Christ, that fucking hurt. We gotta
like
get out of here.
A father and son paintball trip.
Really? God damn it, stop it.
All right.
Because
you could, if you shot a musket from like center field, I could catch it at home plate with a catcher's mitt. No problem. I went to Revolutionary War camp, dude. They told us that.
Interesting.
You could catch
yeah,
a musket ball.
Yeah.
From they shot you from literally back in center field. Yeah. If you had a catcher's mitt, you could catch that thing. That's the level we're talking, dude.
Yeah.
They were basically throwing rocks at each other.
Fast rocks, though. Those rocks hurt if they caught you. If you got caught, that hurt.
You catch one to the head and get bludgeoned and get like fucked up. They were like really sick slings, basically.
Yeah.
And they were just, that's, you know, you're hitting the shin and be like, fuck! All right!
Yeah, those are some loud battlefields.
Oh,
just
yeah,
dudes screaming, just like, Jesus Christ. God damn it. Yeah, I was always, because as a kid, the Civil War, I loved the Civil War.
Yeah.
So then people, I thought the Revolutionary War was fucking gay.
I was a big Rev head.
And then, just because once somebody slid me the numbers, I was like, take that back. give me Gettysburg.
Yeah, let me get
give
that.
Give me the fucking Civil War, dude.
That's after the bolt action rifle, right? When people could really like.
No.
Were they front-ended back then?
Yes.
They were still front-ended.
A lot of the time.
Wow.
Yeah. But they started to, I don't know much about it. They started like spiral the rifle, like rifling.
Oh, yeah,
rifling
yeah.
Started to come about.
Yep.
But yeah, exciting stuff. It was, some people argue the Civil War was like the first modern war.
Where people started, like, the body started stacking.
But, yeah, like, where it was industrialized.
Yeah.
Like, railroad, shit like that.
Gotcha.
But,
I'm a big Rev Warhead.
World War One.
The bayonets got real, though.
I switched. Carlin put me on a World War One hard.
Yeah.
My uncle used to try to get me on the World War One tip. He'd be like, you gotta look it up. Those fucking planes.
Says even better.
Planes just dropping spikes into fucking trenches.
What about
they weren't even dropping bombs. They were literally dropping bricks.
What about World War? Yeah. Oh my god!
They were throwing
really?
Bricks at each other. Dude,
oh,
the dog
Jesus,
fights.
Dude.
The World War One like dog fights were guys with like pistols in the sky shooting at each other. It was retarded.
That's hilarious.
They would fly over a trench and just throw whatever they could.
Just dump the trash.
Throw some fucking
they would just dump
bricks.
The trash on people.
Yeah, dude. You get hit with a brick from up in the sky. Oh, that sucks.
Jesus, dude.
You'd be talking to someone, they just explode with a brick.
Oh, that fucking blows.
Well, yeah. The if anybody has any interest, the Civil War documentary, that's the really famous one.
Burns?
Yeah. The guy who narrates that, David McCullough, is a historian himself, and he wrote a book called 1776 and narrates it. It's on Audible. It's so good. And it's just basically about the first battles of the Revolutionary War and how, you know, they Washington just gets pushed back from Staten Island to New York, then tries to escape out to Jersey.
Yeah.
And when you're listening to it, it's like, how did we win this thing?
Yeah.
This thing had to just get beat like crazy to start.
Just kept taking L's.
Yeah. And then
but that was like the French came and like the
French hooked it up a little with like, I guess, Navy and shit like that.
Didn't we start doing
French
some
helped
like
us out.
Guerrilla warfare and stuff too?
Yeah, that was the Swamp Fox down in South Kakalaki.
That's what I would have done from day one.
I think his name was Marion, Francis Marion. Swamp Fox. He's a good bull.
Showed us what was up.
Yeah, he started guerrilla warfaring them.
It must have been so funny when they're all standing in a straight line on their knees. Like,
that's not fair.
We shouldn't. What is this?
Gentlemen don't fight from the trees. Ouch! Ow! They're very ungentlemanly.
All right, you got me.
Yeah, that's.
Someone got like a hard Charlie horse.
I'm more French and Indian over revolutionary.
You like that one?
French and Indian's fucking sick.
That's when they were.
I love good colonial powers fighting it out.
Yeah.
Just
dude.
France versus England, just like fighting over like Ohio.
Yeah, I like that.
Sick.
That's so funny.
And you hire Indians to go fucking kill the other guys?
And that was a huge power up, dude.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, well, I mean, being a French gentleman running into, like, some Iroquois.
Oh.
Cutting your fucking head off.
That would suck.
Chocolate, please.